Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So yesterday on the show, we heard the story about Annie going out on a date over the weekend to Fenway, and the guy she went out with ended up getting blackout drunk, sat down in his seats in the wrong section, and then started calling you because he couldn't find you. He didn't realize he was only sitting two rows in front of you.
Yep.
You put him on a train to get home to Southie, and it took him 3 hours to get there.
Yeah, a little detour a couple times.
He's a regular Lewis and Clark.
And you said you like the guy. You're going to go out with him again. You want to give him another shot.
Because he's such a nice kid.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I had a really, really good time up until, you know, having to send him home. But
I mean, that was in the second inning, wasn't it?
It wasn't the second inning. It wasn't, you know, I had stayed at the game afterwards, I'll say. But even before that, he's so awesome. And he wasn't, like you guys were saying yesterday, he wasn't mean to me. He wasn't disrespectful. There was nothing like that. And, you know,
he just got a little drunk.
Maybe
he was also very apologetic last night, you know, the night after. He called you and everything. So,
that's the thing. A gift showed up at the radio station. Are you ready to tell everybody what it is?
Yeah, so I got a FaceTime yesterday from Heather, one of the girls that works here. And she's like, you got a package delivered. And then she flips the camera around and it's an edible arrangement.
Oh, the gift that keeps on giving.
Kidding me. I love edible arrangements. It's literally my favorite thing to get. There was no chocolate covered anything, but that's besides the point.
What?
He went cheap, did he?
I won't be needy, I guess.
There were no chocolate covered strawberries?
No, but that's okay. Whatever. It's fine. It's the thought that counts.
What did the card say?
So when Heather was showing me, I expected, you know, sorry, still had a great time.
Please forgive me.
Didn't quite get those words.
Okay.
What did you get in the card?
It was a smiley face. And then dash his name. That's all.
That's it?
Like a drawn smiley face or like old school emojis?
Nope. Colon in a parentheses.
So an emoticon.
Maybe he probably tried to make it an emoji when he ordered it online and then it just showed up as colon parentheses.
It looks like an old school typewriter. You know, somebody like was typing up the
before
card.
There was anything else to put, you know, back in the day.
And that was it.
He's a man of few words, I guess you'd say.
Can so we make that his new name? Smiley Face Rob?
Smiley Face Rob.
Because Blackout Drunk Rob really doesn't fit.
No.
I feel bad about that.
No. And that's not... I want to give him the benefit of the doubt because...
I think it's charming what he did. I really do.
Well, it also fits him, too.
Yeah.
He's a very funny guy, but he's funny in a different kind of way, so...
Absolutely. And he didn't have to do that. Like, I wasn't upset. I wasn't mad. I don't need gifts.
Maybe he was worried about you getting scurvy, so he wanted to give you something back with vitamins.
Have you spoken on the phone since the incident?
Yeah. Incident. He called me that night.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, apologized, kept saying I'm so embarrassed. And I was, like, dying laughing. I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Okay.
Have we set up another date?
Yeah, that was the next question.
Not yet.
Oh.
Are you waiting for him to sober up? Or
is there some hesitation on your part?
Annie's schedule is very, very busy.
You know, I have a lot of suitors.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
How many of them are sending you edible arrangements, though?
Just the one.
I think he's lovely.
He is, and I really would go out with him again because I had a good time. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be anything serious. We don't have to get married.
Amen.
You could marry
him. I'm glad you are so forgiving. That is very kind of you to do that because we've all made mistakes in life, right,
Kennedy?
Oh my gosh,
who hasn't gotten drunk somewhere?
However, I would like, for me personally, to have him come on the air and apologize.
Definitely not going
Why?
To do that.
Can I ask him? May I talk to him?
No.
Why?
He's definitely.
What do you think, guys? 617-931-1234.
You can mock all you want.
Yeah, you're not her dad.
You don't get to dictate what another human being wants to do with their life.
He didn't do anything to you.
617-931-1234.
And here's
what
I'll say, Annie.
Should Annie?
Me bringing men on the show has ruined every relationship I have ever had.
Right?
Text us right now, 617-931-1234. Should he come on the show and apologize in front of everybody?
I already lit him up yesterday. He's going to be like, no, I'm not coming on the show.
Yeah, it ruins things.
He's solid.
This job ruins.
Look, take him to your favorite place. Take him to 99. Just say, you know what? Let's go.
I don't know if I'm ready for that, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's a big time date for you?
Because what if he ruins the 99?
like when you know your parents are going to tell you they're getting divorced, you don't go to your favorite restaurant ever because it's ruined.
From the 774, would Annie like to go to the Bruins game with me at the Warrior Ice Arena on Wednesday night?
You need. There's no smiley face, so that's a hard pass on you.
Yeah. You don't get Annie.
I only date guys with smiley
faces. We should get his Instagram account. I kind of feel like Carson is the overprotective dad vibe happening right now.
No, Carson,
Annie has
no.
A dad.
I do.
He
I have
lives
a dad.
In Quincy.
He's a lovely,
his
lovely
name
man.
Is Tom.
He's Carson, great. Put your foot down.
You guys are the worst.
Honestly.
Annie, it's your life. You
let
live
me
your
live.
Life.
Come
can
on
live?
The show, Rob. Come on
can
the show.
Let me live.
Let me live.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.